بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. I am about to start inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah. May Allah's salah and salam be on Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his noble family and his pure companions. The second source of knowledge in Islam is the authentic Sunnah. From a linguistic point of view, lexically speaking, the word Sunnah means the way, the course, the rule, or manner of acting, whether good or bad. This is from a linguistic aspect. In the istilah, which is the Islamic meaning, in the conventional Islamic meaning, the Sunnah is always good because it is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he commanded the Muslims to follow. And it refers to A, please make note of them, A, the practices, sayings, approvals, recommendations, and whatever he was on the point of doing. This is the definition of the muhaddithin, the people of hadith, the scholars of hadith. This is how they defined the sunnah. Some added his qualities, whether natural or character related. So this is the first part. Secondly, the practices, traditions, and approvals of the Prophet ﷺ in matters related to religion. In this case, it centers upon the science of the proofs which lead to the deduction of a ruling. Thirdly, what falls short of being a fard or a wajib, meaning usually means a mandatory or obligatory act. One who does it is rewarded, and one who leaves it without an excuse is deserving of punishment. And this is in line with the classification of the fuqaha, the scholars of Islamic jurisprudence regarding the Islamic law or sharia. D. What stands to oppose the bid'ah, sunnah vis-a-vis bid'ah, innovation in religion, in the sense of the theory and practice conservated by the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, example and methodology. E. The practice of the Sahaba, especially when they are in agreement. Similarly, it may refer to the practice of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the two most closest companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Or the practices of the first four khulafa, the caliphs on Islam, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, may Allah be pleased with them all. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Dr. Pai. The people, in its broadest sense, the Sunnah is the entire religion of Islam. In its broadest sense, the Sunnah is the entire religion of Islam, which the Prophet ﷺ taught, practiced, approved, and recommended, and it comprises matters of belief, of rulings, of manners and actions which were related by the Sahaba. This is the broadest sense. In the broadest sense, what does the Sunnah mean? The people who follow the Sunnah by sticking to the way of the Prophet ﷺ and his companions in the concepts of belief and methodology of understanding the entire religion, staying away from innovations in creed and methodology, are known as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are known as Ahlul Hadith also, or followers of As-Salaf al-Salih, followers of the righteous predecessors, or As-Sawadul A'zam, the main body. They are the truth and its followers. They are the truth and its followers. I will repeat that. This is very, very important. The people who follow the Sunnah by sticking to the way of the Prophet ﷺ and his companions in the concepts of belief and methodology of understanding of the entire religion, staying away from bid'ah, innovations in aqeedah, in creed, and in manhaj, in methodology, are known as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are also known as Ahlul Hadith, or followers of As-Salaf al-Salih, followers of the righteous predecessors, or As-Sawadul A'zam, meaning the main body, and they are the truth and its followers. The Sunnah is a revelation. The authentic Sunnah is a revelation. Allah the Exalted and Most Majestic made it clear that the Sunnah is a revelation from Him. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. nor does he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, speak of his own desire. It is only an inspiration that is inspired to him. Memorize that, please. Quran, chapter 53, verse 3-4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to protect the dhikr, the remembrance, which He, the Most High, sent upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This dhikr, this remembrance, comprises both the Quran and the authentic sunnah. Although both are wahi, revelation from Allah, the words of the sunnah are those of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while the meaning of his words is from Allah, the Most Mighty and Majestic. In two other ayat, in two other verses of the Quran, Allah mentioned the Quran and hikmah as two of Allah's favors which He sent down as admonition for His slaves. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. But remember Allah's favors on you, that is Islam, and that which He has sent down to you of the book, the Quran, and al-hikmah, whereby He instructs you, and fear Allah and know that Allah is all aware of everything. Chapter 2, verse 231. In the second verse, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى. Remember the relationship between these two verses now. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بِيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. And remember, O members of the Prophet's family, the graces of Allah upon you, that which is recited in your homes of the verses of Allah and al-hikmah, verily Allah is ever most courteous, well acquainted with all things. Chapter 33, verse 34. The great scholar and Imam of Islam, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i and Imam al-Qurtubi and Imam al-Tafsir, related that al-hikmah, which came associated with the Quran in these two verses, is nothing but the sunnah itself. Is nothing but the sunnah itself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asserted and warned, and this is exactly what's happening nowadays. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asserted and warned by saying, أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْكِتَابَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Beware, I have been given the Qur'an and something like it. أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. لَا يُوشِكُ رَجُلٌ يَنْثَنِي شَبْعَانًا عَلَى أَرِيكَتِهِ يَقُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ فَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَلَالٍ فَأَحِلُّوهُ وَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَرَامٍ فَحَرِّمُوهُ وَإِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِثْلَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, beware, I have been given the Quran and something like it, yet the time is coming when a man replete on his couch will say, keep to the Quran, what you find in it to be permissible, treat it as permissible, and what you find in it to be prohibited, treat it as prohibited. Verily, whatever the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, verily, whatever the Messenger of Allah, that is himself, has forbidden, is like what was prohibited by Allah. This hadith was reported by Abu Dawood, Imam Ahmad, Ibn Hibban, Ibn Majah, and Ad-Darimi. The basis of this hadith is also repeated by At-Tirmidhi, and Shaykh Al-Albani pointed that the narrations reported by Abu Dawood, by Ahmad, and Ibn Majah are authentic. Alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa Maryam 1423. So the sunnah is a source of legislation on its own. Is a source of legislation on its own. Please remember that. This is directly evident from this last hadith that I recited from the Prophet ﷺ. And now about its preservation. The preservation of the sunnah. The protection by Allah Most Great is the first thing. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily we have without doubt sent down the dhikr, the Quran and authentic sunnah, and we are assuredly guarding it from corruption. Alhamdulillah. This applies to both, to the Quran and the sunnah. Chapter 15, verse 9. Imam Ibn Hazm, may Allah's mercy be upon him, commented about the fact that the sunnah is an inspiration. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala, pearls of Islam. He commented about the fact that the sunnah is a wahi, is an inspiration from Allah, by saying, quote, Accordingly, it correctly proves that all of his speech, صلى الله عليه وسلم, is preserved by the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is assured that nothing of it will be lost. All of it has been conveyed to us. The plea of Allah against us, therefore, has been established forever. End of quote. The protection of the Sunnah has been manifested in several ways, including the teaching with repetition, clearly and surely, to assure good understanding. In fact, it has been, or it is authentically reported that whenever the Prophet ﷺ, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, whenever he spoke a sentence or said a thing, he used to repeat it thrice so that the people could understand it properly from him. Also, when the Messenger of Allah gave a talk, a man would count it if he wished to count. This is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So he would be able to count it because it's been repetitious, repeating it clearly and slowly. It's a teaching process. Secondly, by encouraging the learning of hadith. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if Allah intends good to a person, He makes him comprehend the religion. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, reported in Al-Bukhari. He who is asked something he knew and conceals it, have a bridle of fire put on him on the day of resurrection. You see? This is reported by Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, who graded it as Hassan, Ibn Majah, and Al-Albani authenticated it. He who is asked something he knew and conceals it will have a bridle of fire put on him. So encouraging the learning of hadith. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم made it clear that وَمَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And whoever tells a lie against me intentionally, then simply let him occupy his seat in the hellfire. Reported by Al-Bukhari. This had a profound effect on the companions, triggering a keen interest in seeking truthfulness and accuracy in relating the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ in word and in meaning. Sister Aisha, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. Welcome, alhamdulillah. This had a profound effect on companions, triggering a keen interest in seeking truthfulness and accuracy in relating the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ. Many of the companions. Okay, Sister Aisha, please undot here. This had a profound effect on the companions, triggering a keen interest in seeking truthfulness and accuracy in relating the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in word and in meaning. Many of them used to relate the hadith without saying Allah Messenger said, if they were not sure. Even Abdullah bin Umar, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Even Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, when he used to finish relating the hadith text, he would say, or as was said by Allah's Messenger. You see the degree of accuracy? This is reported by Ibn Majah and was authenticated by Al-Albani, rahimahumullah. So this really covers the aspects of preservation of the Sunnah at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and by the companions. And inshallah ta'ala, we will cover more of the preservation process that took place after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's death through the companions era, as well as the tabi'een in righteousness, those who followed the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions in goodness, and their efforts in preserving the Sunnah. And then after that, inshallah, we will deal with the shubuhat, the doubts and misconceptions that were raised about the Sunnah and their refutation by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this inshallah covers this second part, and we will continue it inshallah ta'ala. And I hope that, yani, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have benefited from this during your stay with us in this room tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your patience and your perseverance and for your intentions of learning. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifest this in our actions also. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa barakallahu fikum wa jazakumullahu khairan.